from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we going to have a come to Jesus right out of the gate about Grinter Farms? Because I think that's where we need to start. Or do we save it for three? Because I saw that Facebook post last night, Sam, while watching the Royals game, fun fact, and I cannot believe what people have been doing at one of the most lovely fall.
It's a destination.
Scenic destinations around Kansas City.
We have canvassed pictures of the kids
in the sunflowers.
Yes.
I've got one with me and the girls. Everybody does it.
Yes. No, let's do it right now. This is from Channel 9. Grinter Farms is asking visitors to stop cutting the blooming sunflowers. Did you hear that? Visitors are apparently cutting off the tops of the sunflowers. The privately owned farm, which is free to visit, made the request in a recent Facebook post. The sunflowers are currently in bloom and attracting many visitors. And keep in mind, years ago when they first started doing this, I mean, so many people were going up there, it was almost creating, if it wasn't, creating
traffic
jams. Yes. However, the farm owners have noticed that some people have been cutting off the open blooms, which they say is not a good idea.
You think?
They are urging visitors to simply enjoy the flowers and not damage them. See, this is why we can't have nice things.
And this family puts in their blood, sweat, and tears, and quite frankly, thousands and thousands of dollars to maintain this field every single year for you to use for free.
Collective enjoyment. And I'm telling you, I'm going to pull up the exact Facebook post, because when I saw it, I thought, I almost want to shame the people who did this. I think they should be outed.
Well, I think we're looking at a long list if they're putting out a Facebook post saying, hey, cut it out. Because there are, what, thousands if not tens of thousands of sunflowers in this gigantic field?
Yeah, here, thousands if not tens of thousands of people from around the area that go to see them.
Here is the exact post from late yesterday, okay? Well, a new rule that is just maybe common sense. Okay, all rules are common sense, they write. If you are at a sunflower field, as the flowers are just opening, it is very respectful to not cut all the open blooms you can find. I was so disappointed when I went to look to see how many blooms popped since this morning, and folks are walking out with armfuls of cut blooms.
Who are you reading this from?
Directly from the Grinter Farms Facebook page. Okay. People drive here to see the blooms in the field, not in your car as you drive away. Please exercise common courtesy. Sorry for the rant, folks. There will be more open blooms tomorrow. In parentheses, hopefully more not to pick.
Somebody writes on the text line, my friends live across the road. There were 20 cars there on Saturday, not one sunflower bloom. Now, well, I'm assuming it's because people are just cutting them all off.
Well, no, because there's billions of flowers out there. It just happened. It's like.
But the ones that have already bloomed, they've cut them all off.
People have taken them.
Yeah.
But Scott, let me show you a picture from this morning from the Grinter Farms Facebook page, because it was fingers crossed 8 a.m. And look at all of the open blooms.
Oh, yeah.
They're open now. Whoever said there was 20 cars there and they weren't open, you peaked one day too early. Go now.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Why would somebody do that? And it's not somebody, it's somebody's.
It's also theft.
Yeah.
Now, how do you value a sunflower bloom?
I mean,
but it's theft.
I just thought, do better.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we do better?
Well, and this was a trickle-down effect. I can't imagine they all decided that they were going to be horrible citizens that day. I'm sure one person saw another person doing it and thought to themselves, oh, that'd be nice to have a couple of those at home.
I'm going to read one more from 2 days ago because this is important for anyone who wants to go see the stunning display of sunflowers. Hey, all. The first flowers started opening yesterday. So this would be 3 days ago, Saturday.
All right.
Into Sunday. There will be many more popping open today. The Labor Day estimate was a good one, and by tomorrow, yesterday, many more will be open. If you're the type that wants a full field of flowers, midweek should be your time. Disclaimer, we are in no way responsible for educated guesses made false by Mother Nature. If you come out, you're super bummed because you didn't see the amount of blooms you were hoping for, we offer retail therapy at the Sunflower General Shop. It's a super cute place full of homemade goods.
I have a dumb question. Why do sunflowers bloom so late in the year?
That I don't know.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.